Hot rock radio, all the hits, all the time, all the same.
Flatter than a tabletop, makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest, though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Circle by, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day. It all dries up and blows away. I'd hang around just to see, but they never had much use for me. Watch him go. Now don't blame him one damn bit if he never looked down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just level land, far as you can point your hand. Nothing but level land. Stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play Smoke on the Water. Joy to the world. I paid up all my debts. Got some change left over yet. I'm getting on a whisper jet. Gonna fly as far as I can get. Leveling. Done the best I can.
see the shoreline. I see the white caps, a baseball diamond. Nice weather down there. I see the school and the houses where the kids are. Places to park by the factories and buildings, restaurants and bars for later in the evening. When we come to the farmlands and the undeveloped areas, and I have learned how these things work together, I see the parkway that passes through them all, and I have learned how to look at these things, and I say, I wouldn't live if you paid. I wouldn't live. Look at them eating, I guess it tastes real good. They're growing in those farmlands, then they bring it to the store. They put it in the car trunk, then they bring it back home. And I say, I wouldn't live there if you paid me.
Level Land from James McMurtry and The Big Country from The Talking Heads. A couple of songs that went through my brain over and over and over the past 2 weeks or so. Howdy folks, it's Vince Vinyl here, just back from a trip across the country. rode the old night train out to Maryland and back, and boy howdy, there is a whole lot of flat between the California Sierras and the Pennsylvania Alleghenies. Great to be back in the KCUF hood here in the Golden State. I was very pleased to hear that most of the wildfires here in California are mostly under control. Not all of them, and some of those that are under control are still burning, but the fire folks have at long last got a handle on the deal. The smoke from those fires was in the air all the way across Nevada and Utah when I headed east the first part of August. A local gal we used to know as Jill is up next. Please remain seated.
$20 secure phones to assist in staying anonymous, $5,000. Fighting legal cases across 5 countries, $1 million. Upkeep of servers in over 40 countries, $200,000. Donations lost due to banking blockade, $15 million. Added cost due to house arrest, $500,000. Watching the world change as a result of your work? Priceless. There are some people who don't like change. For everyone else, there's WikiLeaks.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, pirate radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it.
Kim and I, we stole a stallion from the rodeo in Texas. Took him north and sold him right away. We took the money and we ran, but right behind us came a man in a Stetson hat who vowed he'd make us pay. The buyer gave a good description of the girls who sold that stud, and the man in the Stetson knew us right away. Said there ain't two outlaws in this world fits the looks of those two girls. I know they always get away. And it wasn't long before we heard the news. It's enough to kill an old cowgirl, a bad case of the blues. But that Texas Ranger met his match with the girls from Santa Cruz. Trouble, so we lit out on the double, heading for the border town we knew. But the ranger called us on the way, stopped us dead, what could I say? And I figured that the two of us were through. But there was one thing I neglected. Love is often unexpected. Guess that's just the way it's gonna be. Cause the ranger took one look at Kim, and she took one look back at him, and neither one of them remembered me. And it wasn't long before I heard the news. Well, it's enough to give an old cowgirl a bad case of the blues. Cause that Texas Ranger made his match with my friend from Santa Cruz. Yeah, the Texas Ranger got old Kim, got that stallion too.
Be careful who you hang around. Leaves are sticky things. Stick on your shoes and on your soul. Rearrange your dreams. You get so good at climbing, you stop asking where it leads. On this road to heaven. It's a knowing driving anyway? Is the future that we're chasing worth the right nows that we miss on this road to happiness? I'm taking time to ask myself just where I want to be. Just a flower growing in the ground, worried just like me. Does he love the sun so much that he don't mind the weeds on this road to happiness? It's the wild unknown, it's a ball and chain, it's a known destination we keep driving anyway. Is the future that we're chasing worth the right nows that we miss on this road to happiness? Yeah. Be careful who you hang around. Beliefs are sticky things. It's the wild unknown, it's a ball and chain, it's a knowing destination we keep driving anyway. Is the future that we're chasing worth the right nows that we miss on this road to happiness? On this road to happiness. Thank you.
I put away 15 grand doing one night stands, mostly liquor stores and filling stations. Me and this peeping Tom by the name of J.D. Swan and any number of his odd blood relations. This was armed robbery in 1957, and mostly our getaways were clean. Then I'd pay off the boys and bury my bread out on Highway 17. I had 5 kids and a wife with 1 dress and a yard full of cars that wouldn't run. My 2 oldest boys, they were on to my noise. They despised what their daddy done. But I did my thing the best that I could, making plans by the light of day. And the night would fall, and it was time to call, and I was always on my way. Now J.D., he was crazy, and he was inbred, and he drank whiskey like it was going out of style. You know, I should have seen it coming, the writing was on the wall. He was getting just a little too loose and wild. And he made his mistake out on Airline Drive. You know, those North Houston cops are quick. They blew a hole in J.D. the size of Dallas and put a lump on my head with the brunt of a nightstick. You know that 5 to 10 in Huntsville ain't no good time, boys, but I walked that line, do you know what I mean? 'Cause my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. I said my mind was snug on that hole I dug out on Highway 17. So I served my time only way I knew how, thinking big and making plans. All about the way I was gonna change the world when I get my hands on that 15 grand. You know, D.W. and Herschel, my 2 oldest boys, they took care of their mom and their little sisters the best way that they could. Dealing dimes and stealing hubcaps, you know, pretty soon they were doing good. So I walked out those prison gates a free man on the first day of November 1963. I kissed my wife and I hugged my babies, but they didn't seem the same to me. You know, the boys looked on, they were already grown. It was written across their eyes and their faces. I'm the perfect sample of a bad example, gone forever from their graces. But baby, 6 long years and a lot can change, many miles beyond your wildest dreams. But a 6-lane wide modern interstate ride out on Highway 17, love, they sunk my ship neath the concrete strip out on Highway 17. Man, they broke my back, they built a concrete track out on Highway 17. Well, you know it ain't funny, but they buried my money out on Highway 17.
Michael Gaither and a song about Highway 17. That's the primary commute road over the summit for folks who work in Silicon Valley. Whole lot of people have sad songs about Highway 17. Hot Tuna did the Water Song from the Burgers LP. Well before joining Hot Tuna, Jorma Kaukonen was a finger-picking folk and blues guy, and he's always maintained that playing style. Certainly gives him a unique sound, and one that I like. We heard The Road to Happiness from Cam, and you can damn sure bet if there were an actual road to it, traffic would be backed up for days. A road ain't how you get there. And Lacey J. Dalton was up first in that set, The Girl from Santa Cruz. That Texas Ranger met his match with The Girl from Santa Cruz. Good evening to you. This is Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and I'm Vince Vinyl. Hope your Sunday has gone well so far. Hard to believe summer's over. Schools have started, and it's football season already. Wow. Right back.
Hey, folks, John Madden here for the Quick Pop Popcorn Popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in, open up the butter packet. I screwed up, guys. Sorry. I'm sorry, but the packet won't open. We got a better packet? Hey, folks, John Madden here for the Quick Pop Popcorn Popper.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in, you open up the butter packet. You know, when I do the Tough Actin' Tenactin' commercial, all I do is I say, boom, Tough Actin' Tenactin', and the guy shows his feet, and they people smile. I mean, they don't have to open up the butter packets. They can't fucking butter packets. They run and shut or what? This is fucking bullshit.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, Fred. You just plug it in. I can smell my arm flesh cooking. It's like I've been napalmed.
Put some butter on it. Right there, butter.
I can't put some butter on it. I can't get this butter packet open. It's late. Finish this godforsaken commercial. And if I find out who's responsible for booking me on this, I'm going to kick him in the ass. Hey, folks, John Madden. Popcorn popper. It's simple, friend.
I didn't say it yet.
Go f*** yourself.
Hey, John, how's it work?
It's simple, friend. You just plug it in. Go ahead, do it. Open up the butter packet. And pour it in. And in 10 seconds, you got hot buttery popcorn for the whole game. Hey, let's eat, huh? Hey! It smells so good. What's so funny, guys? Huh? You want a face full of hot, buttery popcorn? Huh? Is that what you want? Well, you start out with the popcorn popper right there, and then there's a butter packet over here. And you open that up. There's a blowtorch or something like that. Then it starts to melt. It starts to pop. You hear that? And then you know it's done. You put it in a bowl, and you can give it to one of your friends over here, one of these a-holes sitting in the corner with a bunch of jackasses. And then what happens is you can eat it or throw it in the couch. Sometimes I get it in the couch, and then it sits there, but it doesn't stink or doesn't rot because, hey, it's just popcorn.
The Quick Pop Popcorn Popper. John Madden couldn't figure it out, but you certainly can.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Oh, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet. without your clothes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever when you've drawn a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach of Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming apart. Take one last look at the Sacred Heart before it blows. Everybody knows.
faces, pretending we could cry. We rolled out with the river, learned not sit sturdy on the ground there anymore. We were leaning on the slack ropes, waiting for a fight, pretending to darkness underneath hospital lights. We've all got our angles, best to keep them out of sight. You left lies upon my doorstep, lined up like dominoes, fell into the arms of a stranger and forgot to wear your clothes. Well, the devil's in the pulpit, Joe ain't in the grave, singing sweet songs of surrender while the way is being paved.
I had to do it. That was The Devil Makes Three. Steve LaFollette did Sinkin' Boat. Anybody else would have seen me coming a mile away. And Terry Dolan, the incomparable Terry and the Pirates, did Purple and Blonde, a song with one of rock's great lines. There are many things we know. Some of them are even true. Terry Dolan and John Cipollina would both have celebrated birthdays in August. And boy, howdy, do we ever wish they were still here to do so. R.I.P., gents, we miss you. Definitely a couple of iconic San Francisco Marin artists, those two. I'll be playing another Terry and the Pirates tune in the next set, so don't leave. Oh, and Sigrid was up first in that set. Everybody knows. Now this.
Remember those fabulous 20s? The raccoon coats, the pork pie hats, the bathtub gin. Those were the days of the dance marathons, the big bands, American Bandstand, the bop, the stroll, the funky Broadway. Lindbergh flew the Atlantic. FDR was elected for a second term. And we were dancing the Charleston to tunes like these by Jerry Lee Lewis. Little Anthony and the Imperials. Jimi Hendrix. Paul Whiteman. Rosemary Clooney. Richard Strauss. Remember Les Paul and Mary Ford? Simon and Garfunkel, Marquette and Joliet. Yes, those were the good old days, when there was a chicken in every pot and a pinup in every foxhole. Marie Curie was discovering radium. William Jenner was perfecting the smallpox vaccine, while thousands of Bobby Soxers swooned to the soul-stirring strains of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's immortal Quartet No. 17 in B-flat. Who could forget the drive-ins, the discotheques, the double malteds?
Thank you. your stage, it seemed to me. Makeup on their faces, actors took their places next to me. Well, I've walked these streets in a carnival of sights to see. All the cheap thrill seekers, vendors and the dealers, they crowded around me. Have I been blind? Have I been lost inside myself and my own mind? Been hypnotized, mesmerized by what my eyes have seen. Well, I've walked these streets in a spectacle of wealth and poverty. In the diamond market, the scarlet welcome carpet that they just rolled out for me. And I've walked these streets in the madhouse, as silent they can be, where a wild eyed misfit prophet, a traffic island stopped, and he raved of saving me.
In that carnival. you've done, all the things you were told. My God, all your life is just passing you by with your face in your hands and your lips screaming, why?
every time I think about it, I just hang my head and cry. I got no one to turn to. And it's got me working
thank you.
one of the recent guitar cats in a seemingly never-ending string of phenomenal guitar cats to play with John Mayall. Walter Trout was that one, and I think he might have gone to John from Canned Heat. We heard Working Overtime from a Walter Trout solo album. Jeff Healey, the second guitar there. Terry Dolan, Nicky Hopkins, John Cipollina, Greg Douglas, and the boys did All Worth the Price You Pay. That song written by Greg Douglas. Terry and the Pirates sure do miss those guys. Beautiful Once was from William F. Gibbs, and Natalie Merchant did Carnival. Man, what a great track that one is. It's Vince Vinyl playing the music for you until midnight on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. More of the same is ahead right after this quick news break.
This is the personal nurse in the KCUF newsroom. Here's our reporter, Eileen Dover, with this news update.
Poppy Mitchell continues to spiral out of control.
An American original is getting scooped up by the Chinese.
The Poppy Mitchell meltdown continues. Police arrested her for drunk driving after a high-speed chase in Vinewood. The starlet is still claiming that the alleged recent sex tape of her is entirely innocent.
I was doing yoga. Just ask Justin. They can make anything look like sex from the right angle.
Transition whoosh.
It's American as apple pie and painkillers. But lager beer is being sold to the Chinese. The classic American beer, known for its tasteless, watery flavor, was advertised as being made by real American rednecks for American rednecks. It was purchased by Ma Ha Ling Beverage of Shanghai for $4.2 billion.
Weasel News, confirming your prejudices.
Corner
since I walked away. I never thought that I could feel as great as I do today. 'Cause you were nothing but a waste of space. And life is wonderful now that I'm over you. I like being on my home turf. If I say I'm not going out anywhere, picture me, yeah, I'm in my underwear. Baby, I'm an introvert. Don't hate me, I'm an introvert. Sorry, I only got one halo top. I'm only thinking about me when I shop. Party for one is the way that I rock, and I can't stop being
another salesman coming knocking at my door. I'm gonna pick up a rock and hit him on the head and knock him down on the floor. Cause I miss the way she used to yell at me, the way she used to cuss and moan. And if I ever go out and get married again, I'll never leave my wife at home.